welcome to the SNS ICE podcast, your go-to source for the latest news and in-depth insights into the world of 6G in Europe. Join us as we dive into industry news, analyze the latest trends, and discuss the development of the new generation of cellular networks.
Welcome to this podcast on national initiatives in the context of SNS ICE podcast. We're here with three people: Colin Wilcox, from a chairman from 6GIA on the European side of collaboration with on 6G, and we have Paul Wijngaard, Alliance Director for the Dutch FNS National 6G Initiative, and Frederik Pilot, Program Manager for the 6G Government Assignment in Sweden. Maybe first question, shortly introduce yourself and what you are doing with this national initiatives or European research. Paul, start with you.
Yeah, thanks. So Paul Wijngaard, so I'm from the Netherlands, and I'm as an alliance director managing, the alliance. And we have a very large 6G research alliance in the Netherlands with 60 companies, universities, organizations. So there's a lot of things that need to be aligned. That's my role in this project.
Frederik?
Yes, so Frederik Pillot, I'm French, by the way, and established in Sweden. So it's quite an interesting perspective to be in such work within 6G with a background in telecommunications. And so my role at Vinnova, representing Vinnova, which is Sweden's innovation agency, is really to make sure that we have this public-private partnership in the scope of research innovation in Sweden and internationally.
Colin?
Yeah, so my name is Colin Wilcox, and I'm, as was said, the chairman of the board of the 6GIA. And the 6GIA is an industry association which tries to be the voice of Europe, so at the European level, for all things 5G and 6G. And when we say industry association, we also have not just the big players, the Ericssons, the Nokias, the Orange. We also have the SMEs and the research institutes and the academics, all within the association, trying to get a sort of ecosystem so that we can get the right 6G technology and right 5G technology deployed. And one of the things the 6GIA does together with the European Commission is to run research programs. So we ran in the 5G era, the 5G PPP, which developed 5G technology. And currently we're running something called the Smart Network and Services JU, which is actually the one funding the SNS ICE project, which is behind this video, but also funding nearly 100 other projects trying to drive 6G research at the European level. So complementing what's happening at the national research, perhaps.
So we're talking about national initiatives, national 6G initiatives, and collaboration between them. But for the listeners, what are national initiatives? Maybe you can give a bit more information about that. And what, in which countries do we have these national initiatives? Maybe start with you, Frederik.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about national initiative in Sweden, we need to look at the overall perspective with different programs that are being in place in Sweden. And first, the research and development programs where Vinnova, but not only Vinnova, but also the Swedish Research Council and also the Foundation for Strategic Research have been involved now for quite a while within 6G as well. And then we have also in the ecosystem competence centers in the country where they really are part of the national initiative. So this is structured on the way when we know more and more about 6G. So they are very close to universities and also engineering schools. So that's the way we get closer and closer to the ecosystem and the industry. So another dimension is related to innovation platforms, which we have had in AI, for instance, for a long time. It is happening as well in quantum. And now we're establishing as well innovation platforms within 6G and also virtual reality and also neuromorph. So we looked really at the future and the perspective and how we can coordinate at the national level. And then what is happening as well is that we look at the way we can also synchronize with international initiatives. And so the government assignment with the CG, for instance, is focusing very much on basic research, applied research towards innovation. And then we have such program related to advanced digitalization, which is taking over, looking more at the verticals. And this is already very active in the 5G area, so it will happen in the 6G. And then we have the next level, which is the related to infrastructure. When we look at how we can build up the right infrastructure at the national level, international level, so that we can very proactive and interworking at the EU level as well, so that we have, and this we have had in several projects in SNS and GIPSU and previous programs. So this is really a dynamic that we have. That initiative is can look a bit complex, but it's very synchronized. It's like playing music. You need to find the right approach. And this is through these different platforms and infrastructure that we are managing the initiative.
Paul, can you add to that from like a Dutch perspective, but also can maybe you tell about in other countries apart from the Netherlands and Sweden, what do we find there?
Yeah. So if I look at how various countries organize, I see a lot of differences. What we joint have is the five beyond 5G, 6G, and the roadmap towards standardization. But the way we approach it, there I think there is a lot of differences. What we do in the Netherlands is with the industry, with the academics, with the operators, we agreed on a 6-year plan. To do research and innovation, and in drafting the plan, we work together with all those companies and organizations and look first at where are the strengths in the Netherlands. So which technology areas do we have position, and where do we want to invest funding to be also there in the next generation. So we made a full aligned plan, defined it in program lines, work packages, activities, tasks, agreed deliverables, and then we started. Actually, we started this January, so we're now 10 months down the road. So no open calls, but a defined scope of research activities, and that's what we're currently working on. And that's a bit different to other countries where I see there is a lot of open calls or things still to be planned in future. There is the difference. But what we align is that we work on the same topics. So we work on the same technology. So it's a bit of a different approach per country. But in the end, of course, I think we should have an aligned European infrastructure. Because I think only in alignment there can be success.
Mm. And Colin, how does this work in Europe?
Yeah, I guess at the European level, as I say, we have this instrument, this smart network and services JU, which is run by the 6GIA, the organization I'm running together with the European Commission. And the plan is to invest at least 1.8 billion euros in 6G research. So it's quite a sizable amount, you know, what we're talking about here. And we organize it in such a way that every year we create a work program. And then based on that work program, people around Europe and beyond Europe make proposals, and the best are then selected by independent evaluators and funded. So typically we fund somewhere between 20 to 30 projects every year doing that. And we've just announced the results of the third call. So we've got projects which have been running for 2.5-3 years now. So some of the famous projects will be things like HexaX and HexaX2, which have in many ways set the foundation for the sort of European 6G view, the so-called flagship projects. And we just announced, or was announced yesterday, the results of the third call. So projects that will start beginning of next year. And there's some exciting ones there to do with sustainability lighthouses and microelectronic lighthouses. So trying to link those pieces in. So that's roughly how we do things at the European level.
So you talked about a total program for SNS joint undertaking for 1,800 mega-euros. What is the program size of the national initiatives? What is the total?
What, yeah.
How much are we talking about?
I think is so for the Netherlands for the 6 years it's 315 million. But I think if you add up all the national initiatives, I think the number is even bigger. I heard numbers like 2 billion but it depends a bit on the period. So what you see is the investment at European level, central and national. Well, it's the same size or slightly higher depending on which countries you take into account. Huh? Yeah, that's how it works in Europe.
But yes,
welcome in Europe.
How much in Sweden?
Yeah, in Sweden, if we focusing on the CG national initiative, which started in 2023, I would say in a very active way, even though there was some already investment previously that maybe cannot be counted really in that type of budget. But if we look at the public investment from 23 to 28, it does represent 270 million euros on average. So, and this is distributed. And also, this is also to initiate a very important parts of what is going to be essential to build up the 6G. So this will change. This is a dynamic, but this is just to say what it is about we talk about in that aspect.
So if we look across Europe, we have quite a lot of government funding for 6G research. So what are the goals to achieve more synergy between these national initiatives and the joint undertaking? What do we want to achieve with it, with more synergy, more collaboration?
Yeah, so I think we should align towards standardization, because I think there is a joint European response requested. So you can't go there as a country or as an individual. Mm-hmm. And of course, the industry is very important, because part is you can set requirements, but also industry is driving the standardization. So a smart alignment there, I think, is very relevant. That's the first. The second is so we have a defined research scope, and in the areas where we do research, we really are interested to engage with others who are in the same area and to find synergies. So we agreed with our government to deliver KPIs and deliver results, but whenever we can achieve our results in collaboration, that's preferred, because one on one is, well, they say two, but it could be a bit more than two. If you collaborate. So, but the question now is where and how. That is the big $1 million question right now on the table. But let's go there and let's share what we do. And I think SNSI took some good first initiatives, but it's just walk down the road and work together, and then we'll find.
Mm. Colin, what's your perspective on this?
I think that was a very good summary. I mean, I think it's clear from what's been said so far, we've got major investment at several levels in Europe. And perhaps how it currently is, it's a bit disjointed and that we could do better. I think clearly somewhere where we've had some success already is what SNSI, this project, has done in terms of, shall we say, the initial stages of standardization. So the work with SA2 to get a European use cases for 6G and submitting that, which we then took the results of SNS and like-minded national initiatives, and we put that together to have one set of unified use cases. I think that's a classic example of the sort of things we can do. We need to be careful we don't break the paradigm that's already there. So as was said, 3GP is commercially driven. We want to make sure that we don't add some sort of politics there will break the current way of doing it. But in the initial phases, when we're talking about requirements, when we're talking about use cases, I think we can usefully work together and build on that work we've done. And then I think, as was said, we need to try and, well, let me put it the other way around. I think there are unique interest areas in each national program. So in other words, I think there are strengths and use cases and vertical industry domains which tend to be stronger in some countries than others. So I don't think it's a case that we're all trying to do exactly the same thing. So as was said, what we need to try and do is we need to identify common themes, common application areas, and try and bring the interested parties together to discuss and see if we can then unify and do things better. And as we're moving from, shall we say, the fundamental technology building blocks to more proof of concepts and platforms, I think there's more possibility to coordinate or collaborate better. And hopefully what we're trying to do, or what we should aim to be doing, is trying to avoid too much overlap and avoid too many gaps. And we can only do that if we talk to each other.
Mm. Mm. Colin introduced that within SNS there's a yearly program we're now at called Three. How is this kind of thing organized in Sweden and in the Netherlands, Paul? Let's start with Fredrik.
Yeah, in Sweden.
Yearly program or yearly course?
Absolutely. And related to the previous question as well, it's I would like to add the importance of including key players. From the beginning, we've seen that with Ericsson, and now it's now also about including SMEs, for instance, and looking at what is coming as well from the scientific world and scientific research, because this is also something which is key in order to get also this acceptance from the society at the end of the day when we talk about user cases. So when it comes to the way we are organized, so as we mentioned also earlier, Sweden has a collaborative approach to 6G R&D. This is crucial. We need to talk to each other. There are different frameworks, and it's up to the different teams as well to organize the work the best way, but we always synchronize. And what is important is that the large initiatives are based upon experiences from the past, the learnings, and what has been changed now. And we'll talk about challenges and standardization, but the geopolitical situation as well, so that we can really make sure that we target the right objectives in our work, and including the programs between the state and the private sector stakeholders. So this is really crucial. We have three large initiatives in place in Sweden, and one is being setting up in the area of satellite network and the 6G satellite network. This is an area which is going to grow. So when we talk about NTN, non-terrestrial network, this is really an initiative that can start in a country, multiple countries, but where we need to have very quickly kind of coordination. So this is the way we are organized, because we believe that exactly as you said, Collins, we need to talk to each other and identify very quickly where we need to collaborate. Mm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to add, maybe we have made clear why is it important that we collaborate at the European level. So I mentioned the gaps and the overlap, but I think the sort of context here that we need to be aware of is we are striving for, and we need one global 6G standard. And that means if you wish to influence that standard, if you wish to get your IPR or your ideas into that standard, you cannot go as a single individual or a single organization, or indeed a single country, unless you're a very big country, because you need to get global consensus. And that's why we need to go as Europe. That's why we need in these initial stages to try and have a unified view. And that's why the concepts and ideas that we develop, the best thing for Europe is if there's a consensus in Europe, yes, this is a good idea, we can support that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so working together on one hand, on the other hand, bringing businesses into a position that they have IP, that they deliver part of the components, that there is knowledge, because that will provide us the strategic autonomy which we need as Europe. Mm-hmm. So what we, in our program, what we did is really define that scope with the companies, looked at where do companies want to make business, where do companies want to get IP, and based upon that fundament, drafted the program with the academics, with the research institute, to help those companies build that position. And so in our program, 70% of the funding is defined, scoped. There's only 30% left, and we're going to use those open calls in the second phase to slightly align where our initial plan, over time has taken new insights. But 70% is just do what we agreed with those businesses and companies, and those companies really want to be in chip technology, want to be in AI and software, in intelligence, or are companies who are in leading applications, for example, Schiphol or the Harbor of Rotterdam or Philips, they want to understand how they can use the technology. So that's why we brought them together in a program. And so requirements from, let's say, Philips in medical, how can or in industry companies, how can they use the technology? And on the other hand, the guys who develop the technology and make sure that that alignment is in the national program. But that can also be, of course, extended to a European level where we share those insights.
Absolutely.
So if we see all the different nationalities around Europe, we see that they all have their specific goals, but they also have a common goal to drive basically 60 from the different European countries, but also as Europe as a whole, because there's only one 60, let's call it that. On the other hand, we have different ways of organizing in all the different national initiatives. There's not a single same model how this is organized. In order to actually work with all these national initiatives, are there any collaboration activities ongoing? What are activities that are now done to establish this collaboration?
Yeah, Colin and I discussed this over breakfast already this morning, and he said, "Oh, send me a summary." So, no, but I can give the summary right now. So I think it is the initiative SNSI's already brought forward is do workshops and make it simple. First step online, so that there can be a large participation. Take themes, and I think the first one is already there. Resiliency. How is resiliency going to be implemented in 6G? Well, then and ask all the countries, what are you doing in your research that contributes to resiliency? And then let's I vision it that let's say we have a workshop of 2 hours. There are let's say 8 slots of 50 minutes. So everybody who really thinks has a brilliant idea how to support resiliency in 6G, well, you get 10 minutes for a presentation and 5 minutes for a Q&A. And I think then it's very important to have a strong moderator. Simple questions, what are you doing? How are you doing? What are you delivering? And what's your question? What do you need from others? Make a series of, let's say, 10 of these workshops or 10 topics, all the same format. Let's do that the next 6 months and then evaluate. And out of that, I think there will be new lines of cooperation. But by sharing, you only find out. If you don't share, you don't know. That's, Colin, I think, what I said this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to some extent how we did the use cases for SA2, where we did exactly that. We brought the interested parties together and did that. I think the key point here is, what is not realistic and we should not aim is that we have some central dictating entity in Brussels that says what all the national programs would do. That's not what we need, because each nation has its own unique use cases and ecosystem and targets, if you will. What we need to try and do is have some lightweight way of trying to bring like-minded people together. It's about the researchers. It's about building networks, if you will, so they can show what they are doing, so they can discuss amongst each other. And as you rightly say, having so specific workshops, not for political talk or people like me saying, oh, look at these pretty pictures, but more talking specifically about use cases and technical areas and seeing where the common interests are and then trying to bring people together in a lightweight way, not a formal joint project. And the thing is that, as was said, all these national projects have different ways of funding and timelines and things like that. And there's no way in the short term we're going to come over that or should be able to come over that. They're there to do with the national identities and how they do things. And we should accept that. So we need to find out how we can bring people together within that context, within that framework, not breaking anything, but trying to enhance the overall thing by bringing people together.
But I guess there's something you want to add. Is something we could do.
Yeah, exactly. But this is very interesting, because what comes to me is that how important it is to be attuned. And in such a situation, which is a situation somehow, because we need to define the way together, the way forward.
Yeah.
And if we look at Sweden, I mean, there is no strict hierarchy. And that's interesting, because dialogues and consensus are very important in the ecosystem. So you get a certain framework, but then you have also this freedom to organize the work the best way, because you do have experts, specialists, and people who are used to even in business. I mean, Ericsson is very close, of course, to the National Initiative. This is not news today. It's kind of natural, right? So we need to create that space of this framework with this space for dialogues and consensus, and internationally as well. This is why I'm here. So, and my role is a specific role, and there are other people having other roles, and together we make sure that we manage to define how we can best standardize 6G in the future, for instance, so that we can have a long-term perspective in terms of development. Very broad. And we talked about use cases yesterday. I think this is really crucial. This is one aspect as well that we need beyond resilience, security, and other aspects that we need to take into account now.
Thank you very much for the insight. I want to close now the podcast. Thank you also to all the listeners, and hope that you will all enjoy this and listen to our SNSI podcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by SNS ICE, an EU-backed project focused on creating a collaborative environment for the development and deployment of 6G smart networks and services. The project has received funding from the European Union's Horizon Europe Research and Innovation Programme under Grant Agreement number 1010958411.